There's new evidence that a species of tiny humans lived as recently as 13,000 years ago. Last October, the skeleton of a 3-foot-tall human-like creature was found on an Indonesian island. Experts have been debating whether the creature really is a member of a lost species of humans or just one of us with a peculiar form of dwarfism. Brain experts say it is a lost species of human, though they concede the debate is not over. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports.
Scientists are puzzled by Homo floresiensis. That's the creature's official name. It also goes by the name Hobbit. Its discoverers say it found its way to an island and thrived by hunting and making sophisticated stone tools. Some skeptics say that's impossible. They point out that the Hobbit had a brain the size of a grapefruit, about 1/3 the size of ours. That's not enough brain power to cross oceans, craft tools, and hunt. They say this skeleton really is a modern human who suffered from microcephaly. Such people have very small heads and small brains. Anthropologist Dean Falk at Florida State University has tried to resolve the argument. She got a cast of the creature's brain. It's like a rubber model of the original brain.
In life, the pulsating brain leaves impressions. You know, it's like a hand in a glove, a tight-fitting glove, and it leaves impressions in the brain cave.
The cast has the brain's shape and even shows its grooves and convolutions. Falk also had digital reconstructions of the Hobbit's brain made by scanning the inside of its skull. She compared these to similar images from a person who had microcephaly, and also to brain images from a pygmy, a chimpanzee, a modern human, and our own predecessor, Homo erectus. One thing was clear. The microcephalic's brain did not look like the Hobbit's.
We get something that is its own creature. It's a really surprising package of features. Some of these I never thought I would see in something so small, a brain so small, and suggestive of possibly of higher cognition.
Mostly, the Hobbit's brain looks like the brain of our ancestor, Homo erectus. Writing in the journal Science, Falk notes that while the brain is small, regions associated with higher thinking are enlarged, which could explain the Hobbit's unexpected smarts. The experiment has not silenced the doubters, who point out that there are different kinds of microcephaly that Falk has not examined yet. The Indonesian creature could be one of those. Michael Moorwood with the University of New England in Australia is one of the Hobbit's discoverers. He says he's had it with the skeptics. At a telephone conference at the National Geographic Society, which is sponsoring the brain research, Moorwood said a condition like microcephaly would not explain the Hobbit's other distinctive physical features.
Having that condition doesn't give you primitive crowns on your teeth, doesn't give you primitive roots on your teeth, doesn't give you arms that come down to your knees.
The wrangling over this creature's identity is to be expected, says Richard Potts, an anthropologist at the Smithsonian Institution.
The argument reflects the surprise that this finding represents, that the idea that it's a new species of early human, that it persisted up until, 18 to maybe even 13,000 years ago. And anything that's unusual in any scientific field gets especially close scrutiny, and I think this has certainly happened in this case.
Even the question of who gets to look at the skeleton and parts of 7 more still to be analyzed has been in dispute. With another digging season this summer, the Hobbit story looks likely to become an epic. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.